Welcome back to Data with Tarda Party Line Talk Show. I'm your host, Len Stacey. And now joining me is Mike DeLille Jr. And you're returning back, going back for another round. I'm impressed.
Well, thank you. And we'll see. It all depends on the 7th of July.
We'll see on the voters, right?
Exactly.
So I guess we'll start off just a little bit about yourself and, your terms in office and what you bring to the job. And
sure. Well, Mike DeLille Jr. My dad was Mike DeLille Sr.
Yeah.
Passed away almost 12 years ago now, amazingly. My mom's Grace Hemlock DeLille. Two sisters. I have three children, three grandchildren, four step-grandchildren. My longtime companion and now wife of many years, Terry Horn. Some say Terry DeLille, but she is Terry Horn by choice. Was on council from 1998 to 2004 as a council member when it was two-year terms, so three terms consecutive. Was the Grand Chief from 2004 till 2015 when I lost the election 3 years ago, and now I'm returning as a candidate hopeful for council member. So prior to my council, I've jack of all trades. I worked for the Bank of Montreal previous to running for council for 6 years. I was an iron worker for a short stint. I've done trees. I've done lumber management. I've done A to Z in terms of survival for myself and my family. And like you said, I'm hopeful to be back and still can have, I believe, a lot to contribute.
So speaking of that, what do you think you're bringing back? And do you think that like 3 years away really is having you come in with a little bit of a different perspective?
A little bit. I've been in the private sector, obviously, for 3 years. I took a bit of time off the first summer of 2015 to try and work on my golf game, which didn't really work, but in any case.
So is it you or is it the golf?
Oh, it's me, absolutely.
I had to check.
No, I mean, I enjoy the game. It's beautiful out, and on a day like today, why not? We'll be playing in the mixed league. There's a little pump for Friday Night Mixed League with my wife and our partners this afternoon at 3:30, 4 o'clock. But they're definitely a different perspective. I've done some indigenous financing through a company I'm working for based in Winnipeg, but I'm based here in Ganawage. I'm the general manager of EMIC, Emerging Markets in Indigenous Country Limited. We build homes in the north. We have several projects in Winnipeg right now, in Manitoba, not Winnipeg, but northern Manitoba, several others in the hopper. We've been successful in lending funds to different communities in the Maritimes and out west, in any case. So, yeah, definitely a different perspective in terms of what it takes to survive and be successful in private sector. But again, I think the biggest change for me is, you know, reflection and realizing over the past year or so, because it's been, you know, almost 3 years, and almost on a weekly, if not monthly basis, people are asking me, am I going to run again? You know, you should run for so on and so forth. But I believe that I would like to come in and contribute in a way that I wasn't able to as Grand Chief for the past 11 years,
yeah,
from 4 to 15. The things I've learned through that job was immense, and I'm very grateful for that opportunity and humbled again to sit here and be in front of the community. But those first 6 years, I think, really taught me what it means to be able to work, if you want to say that, in politics. And it's very difficult to achieve success on an individual file basis when you're Grand Chief, because you need to be everywhere, basically.
Yeah,
you need,
yeah,
to know a little bit of everything. You need to obviously acknowledge what's going on, not only at the table, more importantly, in the community, and have your hand on the pulse, as they say. But I want to achieve some successes, and hopefully if the community chooses to elect me on the 7th, and concentrate on certain files. So difficult to do, like I said, as Grand Chief. I think very, not easy to do, but easier to accomplish and be successful when you can focus on one, two, maybe three files versus, you know, the plethora that are out there, because there's hundreds of files that need attention, obviously.
So I guess one of the other things is that there are a lot of issues in the community. And what do you see as the priority in that we need to focus on as a community?
Social. There's no doubt in my mind. That's my number one priority. I've continued to be involved in community. I've been waiting and biding my time. I was hoping to get on the Community Services Board, KSCS's board, as soon as I could after failing in the election 3 years ago. I was successful in getting on as a community rep a little over a year ago in May, and they appointed me chair in the interim because the chairman resigned, and just recently after the election a few weeks ago, reappointed me as chair. So we've undergone many changes, looking to continue to change for the better. We've just finished and finalized and accepted a independent organizational review that we hired a company to do. And I think because of that, and because of my focus and attention on, in the past, collective impact, which used to be called social policy, the number one issue in the community, other than I'll say lack of unity, but it comes from that too, is the healing that needs to happen from not only an individual basis, but as a community. Everybody, I think, that was alive and had some role to play in 1990 and lived through it, obviously there's trauma there, but you know, there's multi-generational, as they say, but long-term trauma as well, individually, community-wide, and the social issues are what really needs to be addressed before we can really accomplish success, whether it be an economic development, land claim, so on and so on. So number one focus absolutely is some of the social fabric issues within our society here in Ganawaga.
Okay. Any other issues that you think need priority or...
I believe seniory has lost a little bit of focus. I dedicated 10 years, the last 10 years that I was on council, as being the only actual negotiator. I know that was a lot of negotiation to get to that point, you know, by Joe and others, some deceased now, either council members or technicians. And I'm not taking that lightly, but to actually have Canada sitting across the table from us, and at sometimes Quebec as well, I was the only negotiator on the file, you know, for the last 10 years of my career, if you want to call it that, as Grand Chief and being the chair. I know that it's been a difficult row to hoe, and I'm not criticizing anybody, but there really hasn't been very much development in the last 3 years. There hasn't been as much attention, I believe, as I'd like to see happen, and I'd like to resume and continue that file moving forward. I think there's a real opportunity with the Liberal government, although I had higher hopes several years ago when they first came in, and I'm sure I'm not alone.
I'm sure you're not.
In that belief and understanding, but I still believe that there is an opportunity here. They're only a little while away, not as close to us and or Quebec in terms of their election coming up. Canada will be going into election mode fairly soon as well, but I still believe that there's an opportunity there, and I think the driving force is the fact that it's over 300 years old and the community demands results. It's time to, I don't want to say close the file, but deal with the past, focus on the present, and present something that the community can agree with and live with for hopefully the next 300 years and beyond, soon as possible in the future.
Because we always seem to be in a holding pattern, eh?
It's difficult. I mean,
it's not easy.
Changes in
yeah.
governments everywhere. We're seeing what's happening here in the community now. Quebec's coming up in the mid to late fall. We know what's happening on the other side of that so-called
the
border.
Wall.
And we will not comment on that further.
We'll go
on
there.
But Canada, again, you know, people think, you know, a three-year term is long, a four-year term is long. In politics, it's nothing. You know, it goes by in a heartbeat, and we have challenges, obviously, to maintain not only internally, but those relationships with external governments. Somebody needs to attack Canada and say, this needs to be resolved once and for all.
Yeah. So I'll ask the next question. Why should the community members vote for you? What do you bring to the job?
Well, for people who know me, I've given you a little bit of my life and work experience. I have 17 years previous on council. I bring a different perspective than some. And again, it's not to criticize. It makes 12 people around a table to make it function and go. I believe I can work with anybody and anything and within any realm. Like I said, I've experienced a lot of things in my life in terms of work as well as life and family. So I bring a vast knowledge of myself, who I am, who my family is, where we are as a community, and I believe what needs to happen in the future. But again, you know, my late dad used to always tell me there's several things, less than a handful, that you can't buy in life, and it's experience. And I bring a lot of political as well as financial, in terms of some of my banking background, and having sat on executive committee here in the community, I sit on the board of directors presently at the Caisse Populaire, and I hope I contribute there as well. You could ask board members there whether that's true or not, but I bring an array of life experience as well as real work experience in the field, so to speak. So people who know my work ethic, people who have been to my home, people who know me, will speak for themselves. And I believe that I've been taught well by my parents. Some has given me patience. Others have given me everything else. There's my mom and dad. I want to continue to contribute. I feel a void. I still love my community. I've still been involved in the community for the past 3 years. And I want to continue to be in some form of leadership within this difficult community at times.
Yes. A question for you. In terms of the issue of traditional government, and that's kind of been a term or a quest that the community's been asking, do you see us getting anywhere in the future in that? And what are your thoughts on us? Maybe that might be the answer to help solve some of the things.
I truly believe way back when, I can't remember the year, but in the early 2000s, I helped contribute to the formation of that group. I know there's been discussions in the past, me involved and others now, with traditional bodies, not only in Ganawage, but outside of this circle as well. Absolutely. I mean, if anybody doesn't believe that that's the way we need to proceed, I mean, we're all Mohawk, we're all Iroquois, and we're all of the Longhouse, and this outside of the circle thing, I don't buy either. But yeah, absolutely. In terms of ideas on how to get there, we've tried lots of things. I think it's a slow grind. I'll give you an example. I mentioned that independent org review that we're doing through community services, and this is based on feedback from the employees, and they're looking at ways to try and integrate our teachings in how to heal our people, in how to deal with trauma, in how to deal with addictions, in how to deal with everything that this community deals with in terms of societal problems and social issues. So maybe that's a way, maybe that's a beginning. And I know it's going to happen because the board has accepted it and we're looking to implement as quickly as we can. So if the service deliverers see that and approach it that way and want to integrate our belief systems and our teachings in terms of how we're going to deal with our number one issue, in my opinion, and the biggest hindrance to us moving forward, then maybe that's a step in the right direction.
Okay. Last question. What is your vision for Ganawage? What do you see in the future? 5-10 years, what do you see?
Well, a little bit longer term than that, if I could. I believe in the vision statement that was done. I contributed way back then. I think it's time to, I don't want to say rejig it, but at least revalidate it through community. I actually had a community member discussion with about that this morning. So vision in shorter term, 5 to 10 years, I'd like to see us well on our way in having a true economy, at least develop some type of internal network. And I don't want to say only administratively and financially, but take away the taxation boogeyman, have people understand and appreciate what it means to contribute for your future, you know, whether it be pension and or unemployment insurances and so on and so on. You know, labor's been dealing with a lot of that, but on a bigger scale too, including mom and pop shops, some type of real development in terms of economic development for the future, because I think we've been spinning our wheels for a long time. And no slight on Deodonizakta, it's a difficult job, not only to create jobs, but bigger than that, create an economy. And like I said earlier, it's a long-term approach with collective impact, social policy, and what we're doing through community services, Deodanizak, the MCK, and all the other contributors, including community members of the Backbone and Steering Committee. We're on the right path. It's time to take the next step, and I'd like to continue to be involved in that. And I think lastly, just to be prosperous and independent. I mean, the vision states that. That's obviously our goal. Will always be Ganyakahaga. This will always be our territory. It's expanded a little bit in the last inside of the last decade. I think there's a lot more to come. So my glass is always half full. I see lots of potential here. We need to be progressive. I won't say let go of the past, but focus on the future.
All right. Thank you so much. Your time is up. Good luck next Saturday, and we'll take a break and we'll be right back.